You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Flying co-pilot with me tonight is our under-the-radar news correspondent, Andy DeRiso. And our very special guest is George Ure. And, George, let's go back to that comment that ran right up into the break when you were talking about what you wanted to do with regard to shifting money for political purposes. Go ahead.
Well, it's very simple. Economics drives American politics. Actually, economics bought American politics. There has been a huge corporate influence on America that, in my opinion, has not been healthy either for humans or for responsible social policy. This has come about because systematically the courts have handed corporations things like immunity from lawsuits, just taking swine flu vaccine as an example. They're handing out get-out-of-jail-free cards, allowing corporations to behave with government complicity in an irresponsible manner. This is all made possible by special interest groups, and special interest groups, in my opinion, do not belong in America. It ain't in the Constitution. I don't think that we should have groups in Washington that are buying the people that we send there to do a job for us. I hate to be anti-lobbyist about this, but there are two people who get elected, the president and the vice president. Other than that, there should not be a dime of political money coming from any place outside of a state.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'll even go a step further, and I'm a libertarian, so I cringe when I even say this. I cringe, and you probably will too, but I do think people need a way to evaluate candidates. And I would be willing to take some of our tax money and for our qualified candidates that come through the state party systems, like the Libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, choke. I'd like to see that money distributed equally. Keep it limited. You can get no more money beyond what is given to you. You can buy no more TV time. So the candidates get heard equally in all possible venues, and make it a felony for a corporation or a lobbyist to try to influence with money.
Yes, and I'm not cringing at that. That makes sense. My real radical solution is to mandate that Congress pack up, go home, go back to their district, and conduct all of their business electronically like the rest of us, and go to Washington for an occasional FaceTime meeting, but for the most part, do it like the rest of us do it. Use Skype. Okay, put in a secure thing so you can talk about national secrets. But that is, there's no reason why our U.S. representatives should not conduct at least 50% of their time from their home district and be accessible in the district. They, you know, Washington, D.C. is a nice place to visit, but, you know, we got to have more FaceTime with these guys because they have become seriously out of touch. I don't know a single person during the banking crisis who got a response that was meaningful from the people that were giving away the $1 trillion in the midst of the banking crisis.
I think you're being kind. I heard it was more like $2+ trillion.
Well, yeah. I mean, arguably a few banks, those that can front run using high frequency trading technology, which was installed for their use by the government, are able to pay some of their TARP money back early, right?
In a perfect world.
Well, no, I mean they are. They make the money on the front running, and then they're able to turn around and pay off TARP. It's beautiful. I mean, the level of sophistication and rather than saying the whole, at some point the whole system has to be looked at as a corruption of...
Well, that's all it is. It is corrupt.
It's corrupt.
And if we're going to pay our bills, I've got to step aside here, George, and we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. More with George here in just a moment.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear the drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody, and I've been sitting here in stunned silence contemplating what our special guest, George Ure, said before the last break, in which we discussed cutting off all corporate money going in for political, maybe legal political bribery, but just stopping it. And George, Annie will tell you I've been talking about this for years, and I have to say that on the airwaves, you are the only person that I've ever heard share that view.
Well, it's really simple because it's money that runs everything. And I'm not the only guy who says it. My tax attorney is a guy up in Ohio and sent me a note. There was and I'll post it on urbansurvival.com tomorrow, the link to this. Professor Simon Johnson of MIT, he says, offers absolutely the best explanation both of what happened recently to the economy and what's about to happen. And according to my guy, you know, he's an attorney, right? And he does taxes for a living and so forth. And he said, you know, he's saying the same thing that George is saying and that my friendly attorney says. And why is it that somebody has to become a Sloan School of Management senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics before he can tell the truth? I didn't hear him saying this when he was chief economist at the International Monetary Fund from 2007 to 2008. And that's the problem. People get into these positions, and there are so many, you know, wouldn't say crap if you had a mouth full of it kind of restraints. We got to start talking straight in this country or we're going to lose it.
I don't know how many people are listening tonight. I may know after the show. But I'm hoping, George, that these people are sitting here. This is a novel idea, because when I have told people this, I get a double take typically. That's the normal reaction. And then people look at me like, are you nuts?
Well, of course. What's the point? I mean, who is it?
But it's so simple. I mean, to me, that's a very simple process. Number one, save Ron Paul. We need to unelect every single person in Congress. Don't tell me your guy is okay. He's not okay.
He's not okay.
Everybody needs to go. And the new guys that go in have to have a mandate or they'll be gone in 2 years. And that mandate is get the corporations out of our political monetary system of campaigning.
There.
Now, let me ask you the third part I'm wondering about. Can we, because I think we've been the victims of extortion and criminal racketeering both nationally and internationally, can't we have a legal justification just to repudiate this debt, wipe it clean, and start over?
Probably not. However, if we went back to a sound currency with convertibility either to gold, silver, or oil, I don't care which one it is. Whether maybe it's a friend of mine who just left a big Wall Street outfit, where he was one of the guys that was at the center of the creation of collateralized mortgage debt. By the way, he suggested that really the right thing to do would be to make it more of a calorie based, so that let's say $1 buys you 1,800 calories or some energy to calorie equivalency. But at least set up something that's a real benchmark that you can't go in and print. And then why not bring back interest rate caps? I mean, for years and years and years and years and years, banks were able to make money with interest rates at 12% and under. There's no reason when the Fed has discount rates at, I looked at a daily trading report the other day and it was like 0.38%. On one of the daily New York Fed reports. Now, it's ridiculous. If you can't make money with a spread of 11.62% spread on overnight funds, you're never going to be able to make money. You see what happens when interest rates go up? The accessibility to the public doesn't necessarily improve. What ends up happening is that there is so much interest that you can then add another layer of financial bureaucracy. And so if the interest rate spread was, let's say, 6% max, that would mean that a bank would be able to make, you know, okay money, but they'd have to watch their P's and Q's and so forth. On the other hand, if the spread is 18%, they can hire all kinds of fancy gunslingers and have million-dollar offices for them and have them invent weird crap that we then go and foist off on China and poison the well in that relationship.
It makes sense to me.
Let's
go to
so
the phones.
Simple.
Let's go to the phones because the calls are starting to back up again. Mike from Kentucky, you're on line one. Do you have a question or comment for George?
Well, you would think when the Patriot Act was being debated and voted on that we could have learned some lesson from that, because a lot of people couldn't contact their congressman. We don't want you voting for this, or what, you know, this is what's wrong with the bill because of a couple of letters showing up in the office building. So why can't we have a decentralized communication system
There you go. And that's
continuity of government. They talk about all this continuity of government stuff.
Right. Instead of having one target, the U.S. government could be made what a good IT manager would call cloud government, right?
Well, the old country's saying, not to sound like Ross Perot, would be, you got all your eggs in one basket.
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with old country sayings, because hate to say it, but remember what Ross Perot said about NAFTA. History proved the man correct.
But wait a minute here, guys. We're missing the big point. The powers that be do not want the U.S. to succeed. They do not want the other major countries in the world to succeed. They want to control it all.
Yes, but they forget one little thing. They ain't really the powers. The founders of the United States of America made we the people the power, not them.
That's just for show.
I'm sorry?
That's just for show. That's how they sold.
I know.
How they sold the masses on this form of government.
But we can
Mike, you obviously get it.
I'm kidding.
And I just flashed on. We've been talking about movies a lot tonight in terms of metaphors.
America.
The movie Pay It Forward. There's four of us right now here on RBN on this show who get it. That four needs to become 16, needs to become, you get the idea.
It needs to be 306 million, let's be serious.
Exactly.
And we need to vote with our wallets.
George, this is why, you know, by trade, I'm an educator and a college basketball coach. I did not have time to do this. But as I started looking at this country just slipping away and my 8-year-old's future is already in the toilet, I couldn't afford not to do it for his sake. And the audience has heard me say this a lot. This is the sole reason why I do this. And it really is going to take all of us educating everyone who's ignorant. I mean, Annie and I talked about this today. The country is waking up to some degree. But I still think about 75% of the masses are asleep and they're vulnerable to being manipulated by one force or another.
Oh, sure. And there's a reason that, you know, I won't go into my standard speech about, you know, passing out pacifier pills to anybody who says they have an emotional problem. You know, unfortunately, the better living through chemistry mindset has really permeated our thinking, and the ability to get tough and get her done has slowly slipped away.
No question. If you lack the will, take a pill. Mike, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's go to Dan in Houston on line two. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Hi. My son was murdered, shot to death, so it got my attention. And I'm running for mayor of Houston, and needless to say, I'm running to stop Houston being a sanctuary city and also to stop illegal immigration in Houston. And most people think, well, that's just a waste of time. It's too late. But it's been done. If you look at the New American Magazine, several cities and states, like the one in the sheriff in Arkansas, Arizona, he's completely done it. They've left his county, and the whole entire state of Oklahoma, using that ICE law, you know, the ICE 87 law, they started giving them food stamps. And then if a guy's pulled over driving a driver's license, he gets arrested. And they've left Oklahoma, and they've gone because they just can't hang out, you know, can't stay there because he goes to jail. And they've gone to Arkansas, where in Arkansas they can't stay there because Arkansas also can't afford food stamps in the first place. And so this really can be done. Of course, I don't know who's got the guts to do it. But
I think there's no question. Let me take this real quick because I think that, you know, you're onto something here because we're talking about economics, and there's no question that the immigration issue is breaking the back of certain institutions, namely the public schools and the hospitals and, to some extent, the prison system. But just by itself, this even if we solve this problem, George, don't you agree we would still have massive economic misfortunes in our future over the next 6 to 8 weeks?
Oh, sure, sure. Unfortunately, we're now so far down the road. So many roads have that Texas, and he's from Houston, so he'll appreciate this, that there are so many roads in Houston that have been basically auctioned off to the private use of corporations for a piece of the action going to the state. I mean, just the whole conduct of state government is not really able to solve what's an international problem. People are coming from Mexico because conditions in Mexico suck, because the people in Mexico have a government that's really corrupt. I mean, you think ours is corrupt? Theirs is, too. It's just in a different way. Their way is Americans can buy property in Mexico, and if somebody in Mexico likes it, they'll go to court and take it away from the gringo. I mean, that's just the facts. So, governments around the world have lost touch, have broken the social contract with the governed. And it's not something unique to America. Russia, surprisingly, may not be as bad as it once was. And where we go from here depends on how much of a global consciousness arises about what humans deserve.
No question, and Russia and America are starting to meet in the middle.
We'll come
back to put a wrap on this tremendous interview with George Uhr with Annie DeRiso after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. Our special guest tonight has been George Ure. And before we get to George's contact information and how you can get a hold of many of his fine publications, I have one last question for you, George. It's with great interest I've been watching Fox and Glenn Beck. In fact, I saw Glenn Beck's cameras go to Rockefeller Square outside the man's office and show a picture of a hammer on one side of the door and a sickle on the other side of the door, and then flash right to the old Soviet Union flag. What do you make of Fox's vitriolic attack on these old guard interests?
I look at it as almost, I don't want to say internecine warfare. I'll say internecine warfare, though. It's really a battle of ratings, and we're seeing the accentuation of left-right politics, because what people don't, the big secret that no one wants out in the mainstream media is that it's not a left-right game. It is an us versus them. It's a corporate power structure versus the governed. And so there's obviously a lot of drama, a lot of effort that gets put into making so-and-so a rightist or a leftist. But when you come right down to it, it's your standard of living, and that's determined by the up-down, not the right-left.
Yes, and neither side is to be trusted.
Oh, no, nobody's to be trusted. And I'm not kidding when I say, you know, if it were a felony to make any political contributions interstate, then I think America would be a lot better off.
Oh, no question. No question. Well, George, tell the people how they can contact you, receive some of your great publications.
Oh, sure.
Like Peoplenomics.
Just go to urbansurvival.com. It's free, and I update it 5 days a week, although it seems like here for the last 6 months I haven't missed a Saturday either. And it's always amusing. I have a subscription service called Peoplenomics, which gets into some really interesting in-depth reporting of things going on behind the scenes. Next week, for example, we're dealing more with what's the best method of allocating cash, and we'll be looking at a number of different government forecasts and looking forward to see, you know, what the vision of the future is. And it's interesting because depending on which government bureaucracy you're talking about, defense or the groups that advise defense or the groups that advise the Labor Department or education, they've all got a different view of the future. I mean, it's like some of these guys don't talk to one another. Anyway, so that's Peoplenomics.
It is good stuff. I've been up there going through those many fine articles. In fact, when you have time to talk about time, and it's kind of an inside story between George and myself, I want to have you back on the show and also to update us on the latest trends. But I need some time to digest that article about time. My head is still spinning, but once I get my head wrapped around this topic, George, I want to have you back on the air discuss this.
It's a really, really interesting topic, and there is there definitely is an economic angle to it, and it's an article. He's referring to an article that is on Peoplenomics this week called "The War Across Time." And it's a hypothetical, but with a source who's fed me some information that calls into question, is there an aspect of economic manipulation that transcends the time barrier?
Yes.
Anyway.
It's fascinating, and we're definitely going to have you back on to talk about that. And like I said, though, I read that, George, and I'm reasonably literate, and my head was spinning. Well, anyway, George, I want to thank you so much for being gracious with your time.
And Annie, I appreciate you being there, too, and I'm sorry we didn't get to talk more.
Well, it's hard to get in between you two. It's like talking to Jim Mars. I tell you, you can really go with it.
Wait till the next half hour. She will have a lot to say.
And if you give out information, be sure and give Half Past Human out for the web box.
Halfpasthuman.com. Using predictive linguistics will give you a very good feel. It won't tell you what stock to trade on what day, but it will tell you when to be out of Dodge and some of the big contextual changes that'll be coming down the road.
I think there's no question that's true, and after talking to Cliff, we have minimized our risk. Well, George, thanks
good.
So much for being with us, and I'll be in touch to schedule a follow-up so we'll have time to talk about time.
And I will be here when you need me.
Thank you very much, George. Ladies and gentlemen,
and
George Ure from UrbanSurvival.com.
Yes.
And Annie, we'll give that out again in the last half hour. Anyway, Annie, this went pretty much the way I thought. We needed 4 hours, and unfortunately we only had 90 minutes, and I feel like we only scratched the surface, and I'm sure our callers agree. But when we come back from the break, we've got a lot to cover, don't we, in a short amount of time.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And folks, if you want to continue on some of the topics, too, that George brought up, feel free. You can call us at 1-800-313-9443. Or, of course, email your questions to thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. And we're going to have an update after the break on the two New World Order warring factions. And, Annie, some of what George said dovetailed very nicely into the ever-hardening paradigm that's emerging in a very public media battle. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. I'll be back with Annie as we go into our under-the-radar news segment. Listen to the messages from these many fine sponsors, and please support them.
There is a season.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on Republic Broadcasting. And joining me this half hour for her Under the Radar news segment is Annie DeRiso, who's coming to us from Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Annie.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Annie, we've got a caller who's been holding on, and just in fairness and good manners, I'd like to go to the board because I'm sure he'd like to maybe help us put a little wrap on the Georgia interview. So let's go to Pennsylvania on line one and welcome Ron to the show. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind?
Oh, a whole lot of things, but I'll try to confine it and keep it wrapped up as tight as I can.
Okay.
I was not at the radio for the entire program, but I did hear mention about chaos, interrupting the food, and some of the things that people think are going to happen here in sometime in the near future. Well, years ago, the town I live in, we went through a devastating flood in 1977. A lot of people killed, roads busted up, food destroyed, so forth. So I have a little personal insight into this kind of thing. Now, every locale is a little different. You have different geography, different demographics, the people, so forth. Now, I live in Pennsylvania, obviously, in the southwestern part of it, and that's not Washington, D.C., or Los Angeles, or Dallas, Texas, or any of the bigger locales. Now, one of my other job at the time that I worked back then was in law enforcement. So, from that perspective, I could probably give you a little bit more insight into things. Now, since the roads were kind of broken up by the flood, which did a lot of damage, the people here were relatively calm. We didn't have a lot of problems. Now, the only similarity between a national collapse and a flood that kills everything is interruption of maybe supply, the power's down, and a few other things. Now, the town I live in is only about 21,000 people now. But the people were pretty well composed. The roads were opened up slightly to give trucks a chance to get through with food. The bad food was carted off to a landfill someplace. People helped one another out, and I guess the National Guard came in with water and so forth. But it was only a few days before food came in. Now, during a national collapse, if you have riots, it's a whole different situation. And how we handled that was the flood came at night around 10 p.m., pitch black, no power. So the police with portable lights went to a market, and we knew we had looters down there, the city. I worked in the suburbs. And one of the sergeants racked a shotgun and blasted around and told the looters, get out or you'll be shot. And they scattered like rats, and that took care of that problem. Now, during a problem, if you're going to have rat pack gangs roving around trying to break into your house and so forth, this may or may not happen. Keep a watch out for your neighbors. We're pretty tight down here. Now, you have the right to defend yourself. Now, the little old lady across the street or maybe the single mom down the road or something, everybody knows who's supposed to be in an area. But when it comes to a problem with people rat packing, ganging, and so forth, you have the right to defend yourself.
You do, Ron, but you're not going to likely, if this is a nationwide problem, and this comes on us like a thief in the night.
Right.
The police and the National Guard, there's not enough people to garrison this country for the purposes of law and order. And also law enforcement in those situations, if they're not being paid, they're going to stay home and take care of their own.
We just don't have enough of people to take care, and the people are going to have to learn to take care of themselves and do the best they can with one another.
We don't. And well, you're up late tonight in Pennsylvania, and we've got to really move along because I want to get to Annie's segment. But I want to thank you for your call, and please call again.
Okay.
Annie, you know, I think just the tone of Ron's call is very typical of what we're getting on this show and typical of people that write to me in reaction to my columns that appear at www.freedomsphoenix.com is that they know something's coming, but it's hard for them to really place into a new paradigm how they're going to react and what the rules are. And the fact is there might not be any rules. I'm hoping this doesn't happen. And I know you're hoping none of this happens. But I do have my food, and I think I have a reasonable way to protect it. And I think better safe than sorry. Anyway, Annie, what do we have on tap here on our under-the-radar news segment?
I would like to add to that in
Please.
That we all think, well, we'll have time. We'll have time. We have just consider yourself today as of tonight. You've run out of time and go from here. But
let me dovetail on that, Annie, okay? Because I wasn't going to go there tonight, but maybe I should. As you know, one of my sources is connected to one of the agencies, so to speak. And just coincidentally, this individual is going on a cruise for 4 weeks starting October 21st. And, of course, how many times have we heard that date, October 25th, as a key date of importance for things cascading in the wrong direction? And I had some other people contact me with regard to people that they know who are connected to possible inside knowledge. And some of these people are making plans to be out of the country before the end of October. What does that tell you?
The writing's on the wall.
I think so. We're hearing, Annie, you and I are hearing this too much. And I got to believe some of our listeners are hearing the same thing. In fact, some of these pieces of information are actually coming to us from our listening audience.
Right, and some of the other parts of it are coming from the alphabet soup groups. They're coming from Homeland Security. It's coming from Border Patrol. It's coming from cops. It's coming from doctors. It's coming from people who have been told by officials that this is what's coming down. And the word is just now leaking out and beginning to get around the country.
If we're not caught by surprise, Annie, we have a chance to act responsibly if the worst happens.
Yes.
And so, therefore, it's incumbent upon people like you and I, who touch a number of people, to put out the word as honestly and as truthfully as we can. But there's an event going on out there that really disturbs me and interferes in this process of waking people up. So we're not caught off guard, so we don't have to respond to people's knee-jerk reactions that are thrown into the middle of chaos without any warning. And that is a gentleman by the name of Alex Jones. Look, I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. I watch him now because I want to see where this is going to go and play out. But he has 4 million viewers. He has almost as many people listening to his radio show. you know, that runs for 3 hours. And Alex Jones has been calling out Glenn Beck, and I'm thinking, why? Why? I think they could both be, especially Glenn Beck, could be saying a lot more than he is about world events. He's stuck too much on the communist Marxist members of the Obama administration, and he's trying to convict Obama, you know, it's a guilt by association type of character assassination that's going on there. But he's waking people up. Now, he's not going fast enough, and he's not touching enough of the issues, but he's waking people up. Why in God's name would Alex Jones interfere in this process where people who ordinarily would not have any type of contact with this kind of media or Alex Jones's kind of media, why in God's name would Alex Jones be attacking Glenn Beck when for maybe the first time in modern history we have a major lame street media journalist who's actually telling some things that we know to be true? Yes, they're agenda-driven, and they're driven by the North Shore Alaskan oil boys with the complicit support of Rupert Murdoch because he's one of them. But it just is baffling to me why Alex Jones would do this. Alex, shut up. Stop doing the Charlie Sheen crap of pretending to interview the president about 9/11. You're discrediting all of us who are raising real questions here and people who want their country back. And anyone now connected to the 9/11 truth movement, anyone who has legitimate questions about what happened on that day, are now being discredited by your actions. You're embarrassing us, Alex. Stop it. And stop it now. Let Glenn Beck play this out. If he goes off base, we'll call him on it. But right now, he's pretty much on base, on target, and he's reaching an audience of 4 million people and presumably new people who've never heard of this stuff that are waking up. And this is what the goal is, Alex. It's not about your ego being supplanted by a man who has bigger ratings.
Ooh, tell it like it is, Dave.
I'm done. I'm done.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, you know, and I'm going to make a prediction here, too. I love Bob Dacey, and it's Alex Jones' guest host. And I gave him the story early on about this conflict and what was going to happen on Fox, who was going to lead it, who was going to say what. And people can go back to our archives and listen to my July 20th show, 27th, August 2nd show. And we talked about this, Annie. Well, I discussed this, and I said, you know, Alex Jones, maybe he wants in on this action because I don't care about getting credit. I'm not writing a book about this. I want the word out. I want people to see the agendas exposed on both sides and that we're in a fight for our survival against Marxist communist people who all they care about is the bottom line profits. That's my goal. Annie, and I know that's your goal. Well, you know what's interesting? The Alex Jones people who've talked to me before on other issues are strangely silent. And I'm making a prediction here. Not invented here. We won't talk to Dave Hodges and Annie DeRiso about this conflict. We're going to act like we discovered this maybe in the next 2 weeks. And I'm kind of predicting, look for this to happen. Look for this to happen. Alex, stop worrying about your damn ratings. Start telling the truth. We can't have the infighting among talk show hosts that are telling the truth here because we don't have a lot of time to turn this around.
No, we don't.
Okay, Annie, what's on your plate?
Okay, my turn. Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about the swine flu, but from a little bit different angle than we have before. And I got an email from a friend who took his son to the doctor because he had the sniffles, the cold, you know, whatever, and he was a little concerned. So the doctor goes, oh, well, it's swine flu. And the father goes, well, I want a blood test. He goes, oh, you know, you don't need a blood test. It's swine flu. I want a blood test. The blood test comes back negative. So I've been seeing this run around the net a little bit that it's happening all over the country in order to fabricate the numbers needed, you know, to declare that the swine flu pandemic emergency is really here in order to push the forced vaccination issue. I mean, but there's so much conflicting information out there. The Kansas City Health Department says they're no longer going to accept specimens from anybody from a doctor's office. They're only going to take specimens that come in from hospitals and send those to the CDC. And then the Colorado Springs Gazette says there is no test to specifically identify the swine flu. But the H1N1 does have an influenza component in it, and so, you know, they're using what's called rapid results testing in some hospitals, and then in Canada they're using, you know, they say that they have, they can test any stage of swine flu and even be able to tell you what stage of flu that you're in with just the swine flu. I mean,
wait a minute, hold on. Common sense here, okay? Name of the show. Let's put our common sense in this. How can they identify stages since this is the first season?
Right.
How can they do that?
Well, they made it to start with, so you know that they have a counter to it. They're not going to invent this thing and not do a counter. So they don't, I think they do want to pump up the numbers. And then another thing.
Annie, I don't want to take you off your track, but hold on for a second. I really want the listening audience to see this very clearly for what it is. There is no way you can talk about stages this early into this situation. We haven't had this for a year. We're not in a second season. And then let's go back to what Dr. Carley and Patrick Jordan told us when they were on the show, and what they said very clearly was this is an example of genetic drift, or excuse me, shift, not drift. In other words, it was manufactured, and many other doctors
right.
have jumped on that bandwagon too. And the reason they're not testing is because they don't want people to see how much of a shift has taken place. You can take out 84 microbiologists, according to Steve Quayle, and I think he's right on the money, who would have been the front line of defense on calling these people on their lies. But it's not going to be long if you have a test that the lab techs and the doctors that interpret these results will be able to see through it, too. So the best thing to do, just not test. Call everything swine flu. Oh, you got a little tummy thunder? Oh, it's swine flu. You got the sniffles? It's swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to take our vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Annie.
Exactly. No, that's okay. Very good point. I'm glad you came in on it. And they're also, now these are already being used, the syringes. We have new syringes. They're called green syringes. They're being used in Europe and specifically Germany, and they've been approved by the responsible government authorities, but they've been found to contain nanoparticles. That's what the syringes are made, because the vaccine makers have been experimenting with these nanoparticles to get a turbocharged vaccine. And now it's come out that the vaccines approved contain these nanoparticles, and the nanos attack the healthy cells and can be deadly within itself. A Beijing hospital study conclusively confirmed that these nanoparticles cause lung damage and other toxicities in humans.
Yeah,
so it's not only the vaccine, it's the bloody syringe. I mean, give me a break here.
There's no question. And we're only looking at the first generation of this. When they want to make a quart of vaccine into a gallon, they're going to add adjuvants. And you and I both know from our research and the people that we've talked to and the guests we've had on the show that in those adjuvants are going to be MF59 and squalene, which will lead to a plethora of autoimmune diseases that we saw in Gulf War vets from the first Gulf War.
Exactly.
And they won't be testing for that. I've often said that this first wave of swine flu vaccine would be relatively innocuous, but still, you're looking at what you're describing there, and I hope I'm not being too technical here for the audience, but you're looking at a way that your body will not be able to produce its own antibody against the swine flu because these nanoparticles will block that process.
Yes. Yes.
And I can thank Dr. Carley for bringing me up to speed on that ninth grade biology.
She is good, isn't she? Boy, that was a good show. I've got one other little story, and then we can go anywhere you want. But talk about being out of touch. Michelle Obama goes shopping. This is from the Washington Post. Thursday afternoon, in order for Michelle Obama to have certified organic Tuscan kale for dinner, the Secret Service and the D.C. police brought in 36 vehicles to shut down 8th Street, Vermont Avenue, two lanes of I Street. They swept the area with bomb-sniffing dogs, installed magnometers in the middle of the street, put up barricades, and took positions with binoculars, you know, on the buildings and on top of trucks and everything. The produce stand was only a block or so from the White House, but she hopped into her armored limousine, pulled into the market amid it with the sirens blaring, and because then and only then could she purchase her leafy greens. She goes, "Now it's time to buy some food," she said to several hundred people that had gathered by then. "Let's go shopping."
Interesting.
And this made me madder than any story I read all week.
Well, it's an everyday example of elitism. Congress won't take the health care they're going to try to force down our throat. They don't take the Social Security they force down our throat. Michelle Obama can have how much protection to do whatever she wants to do when she wants to do it at taxpayer expense to do something as trivial as to buy lettuce. Stay tuned, Annie. We'll come back and put a wrap on this most interesting show here on The Common Sense Show.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, some of you may recognize the intro to that song as being from the song Bad to the Bone, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here on the Common Sense Show, is really identify those things that are bad to the bone. Now, Annie and I certainly aren't perfect, and I know we're not right on all the issues. No one person or no two people can be, but we are sincere in trying to bring the truth to everybody that we reach in our listening audience so we can begin to take our country back. And in that spirit, we would hope that if you like what you hear on RBN, and in particular if you like what you hear on the Common Sense Show, that you share the knowledge of the show with your neighbors. In fact, encourage them to listen. And it's not the ratings that we so much seek, although they're nice to have because it attracts advertising and that's what keeps the station going. But we really, really want to spread the word. Every one of the talk show hosts here at RBN is gravely concerned about the direction this country's going. And we need all of your help if we're going to reclaim our country and preserve our heritage for our children and for some of your grandchildren. Annie, this was.
I would like to say too. Don't be afraid to tell your friends and neighbors some of these things that you believe in, and they look at you and say, "Man, are you crazy? I don't want to have anything to do with you." Well, you know, in a week or two, or sooner or later, they're going to hear that same thing from somebody else, and then they're going to hear it from somebody else, and so it takes, you know, a while for all of this to sink in because it's so against our common human interest.
Well, the brainwashing is against the brainwashing we've all received from the lame street media.
Yeah.
There's no question. And I can't tell you, I've done local radio before, Annie, as you know. You used to be a listener to my show. And I could pretty much talk about what I wanted, but there were some things that were out of bounds. Not here on RBN. As long as we're sincere and in our best conscience, bringing the truth to our listening audience, no one interferes. And I think the talk show hosts here at RBN, although we come at our audience in different ways, different angles, different methodologies, different information, our goal is unified. And it's unified that we're in deep trouble. We've slept while our country has been stolen. And if we don't act now, we will never get the chance to act again to take this great country back.
We're going to have to.
No, and Annie, I once again, I appreciate you so much for digging up all this information that you bring both to me and to our listening audience. And sometimes I feel like we're fighting a losing battle, and sometimes I think we use the wrong weapons. Perhaps this war will be won on a spiritual level. But right now, our sole purpose for this show is to wake up as many people as possible. So in that note, I want to thank everyone who called in tonight and was a proactive part of this, because if you take the time to call in, you're probably taking the time to talk to your neighbor. You're taking the time to talk to a stranger and say, "Hey, you know, we're really in trouble here, and maybe we should do this," and just engage people in conversations. And it's amazing what they will tell you.
The number of people, yes, that will come out and say, "Well, you know, I've been thinking that too. I've really been afraid to talk about it, but I think you're right. I've been surprised."
Well, back in my local radio days, a few of the people, or maybe quite a few of the people that thought that yours truly was out to lunch have contacted me and said, "You know what? I've seen more and more proof of what you talk about." Anyway, Annie, that's the music. We're up against the end of the show, and we're going to be back next week, same time, same network, same place. Hopefully with another informative show. Thanks to George Ear, my producer, Mike, and John Stantmiller, the president of RBN. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
Good night. Thanks for listening.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the